Research shows that if you have 9 or more servings of fruits and vegetables, results in a 60% reduction in cardiovascular disease.
As the Cottonwood Extension District wraps up their Walk Kansas programming, they're inviting the public to a taste testing party and discussion of Med Instead of Meds. Agent Monique Kerner stops by to share all the details on this episode of the Post Podcast.
We had a nice sign up for this year. We had lots of workplaces sign up, and we ended up with quite a few teams and solo teams as well. So yeah, it's been fun. We've been doing some walk parties and some watch parties. So it's been a good time.
Excellent. I love to hear that. And yeah, what a cool program to just get out, get engaged in the community, and get a little bit of activity in your life.
Yeah. We've also been putting up some story walks too with our walk parties down at Frontier Park, so parents can get out and have some activity with their kids and read a story.
Yeah, I love that. And for those that aren't familiar, basically it's kind of what it sounds. It's pages of a book spread out, I don't know, what, about 10 feet or so?
Sure. Yeah, whatever. Kinda,
depending on the space
however
in the
far
book,
I space
right?
them.
Yeah. But it's a cool way to get the kids out as well and have a little physical activity while you're doing a little learning.
Yeah.
But this is also leading to something that's coming up here on May 24th, Med Instead of Meds. Can you tell us about it?
Right. So the Med Instead of Meds program, we've been, those are the watch parties that we've been doing. We've been watching those, the state specialists have been putting those on. So we've had watch parties at the office, and we've just had some good discussion after the webinars and taste tested a few recipes. But to kind of wrap up Walk Kansas, we're going to be doing a Mediterranean taste testing party. And like you said, that'll be on May 24th at 12 o'clock noon at our office at 601 Main. And so for those of you that aren't familiar with the Med Instead of Meds program, it's basically focusing on your diet, so including some of those things that people in the Mediterranean eat instead of relying on medications to help keep us healthy. So some of those things that they have included is, for instance, eating lots of fruits and vegetables. So research shows that if you have 9 or more servings of fruits and vegetables, results in a 60% reduction in cardiovascular disease. So that's a pretty big percentage, and I think could be pretty motivating for people. Some more aspects of the program is eating whole grains, eating more fish and seafood, eating nuts and seeds for snacks, replacing solid fats with olive oil, using herbs and spices. And then, of course, they also throw in there things like physical activity, enjoying your meals, you know, really focusing on family and friends and slowing down the mindful eating, and then limiting sugar. So each of the webinars have had a different focus, and they've just been really good. They've got lots of practical ideas, and you know, sometimes it can be overwhelming when we think about having to change our whole diet, but really you can take bits and pieces out of this. And I think it's important to maybe try, you know, smaller steps along the way rather than trying to overhaul everything in our lives all at once, because then it gets overwhelming and we tend to slide back into our old routines. So yeah, you can take bits and pieces of this and use what works for you. So
I love that. And it's really, yeah, as you kind of said, it's a incremental steps are your best bet. But this way of, it's really more a way of living, a way of thinking about food than necessarily, you know, making like filling up your fridge with a particular item. Right.
Right. Right. And what I've really also liked about this program is they kind of put everything on a continuum. So it's not that you have to do this or have to do that. It's, you know, look at your whole menu and where could you maybe stick a few more, you know, fish meals, or maybe switch up your snacks to eat a fruit or a vegetable or nuts or seeds, you know, rather than some of those sweet treats. But it's, you know, it's a continuum. It's eat more of this and less of this. So it's not like you have to cut, you know, a certain thing out of your diet. And I think that's where we kind of get into troubles too, if we remove all of the good things out of our diet, or we remove a certain food group, something like that, you know, then it we tend to fall back the other way when we have a little bit of stress or something, a little hiccup, and life happens. So,
yeah. And I know you're not a nutritional scientist, but I think probably, or maybe I'll let you talk a little bit about this, but the evidence is pretty overwhelming. And I think about blue zones. It's not just the Mediterranean diet, but right. There's these areas where the lifestyle and the culture and the food kind of all combine to create these very healthy lifestyles that lead well into what we would think of as extreme old age.
Right. Yes. Like you said, you know, a lot of these cultures have things in common. They may not be exactly the same, but your fruits and vegetables and whole grains and, you know, more fish and chicken, those types of things. Not that we have to necessarily cut out beef altogether, or we can't, you know, enjoy a cookie or a piece of cake once in a while. But just being more mindful about our choices. So the webinars, they've focused on, the first one was changing your proteins, so working more towards some fishes and plant proteins. The second one was fats and nuts. They had some really good information about using like olive oil for different parts of your diet. We already talked about the fruits and veggies, whole grains, and then the last one will be over the sweets. And so they also have cool little ideas throughout the entire series. There's med flips, med hacks, and tips. And like I said, it's just really some good practical information. Topics like meal planning have been included, using leftovers, reducing food waste, those types of things, portion sizes. So just lots of good ideas. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to take some of those best tips, tricks, hacks, and present those for our end of the Walk Kansas party. So
very cool. And, you know, as we were talking, as we were getting ready to go on, too, you're hoping that maybe out of this you can develop some programming centered on this kind of activity.
Yes. So there's a website, Med Instead of Meds, is it .com?
And I can't read it.
Okay.
I'm sure Google Med Instead of Meds,
yes, if you just
you
Google Med Instead of Meds, it's probably .com or .org.
Yeah, I do believe .com.
Yeah. So a lot of the recipes are on there. And so people can kind of check it out. And if they want to learn more, they can come to the program. I do need people to RSVP, so I kind of have an idea of how many to cook for. So,
are you going to be the one doing the cooking?
Maybe some of it. I actually have other programming that morning, so I'll probably utilize our staff at the office to help me with that. Our SNAP Ed educator is going to help me. And then our intern will be back as well. So.
Very cool. You know, I'm a huge fan of Mediterranean food. One of the things that I learned as I was learning how to cook it for myself, mm-hmm. as I was learning to cook everything as a younger person, it's really not too hard. Most of it's pretty simple recipes.
Yeah, it is. What's your favorite?
Tabbouleh, all day long.
Oh, okay. That's awesome.
Yeah, I'd read somewhere like Halle Berry was eating it. And I thought, what is that? Sounds interesting. And I tried it and I've been a fan since.
Yeah. It's one of those whole grains. So.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I really try to incorporate more fruits and vegetables. And so this week on Sunday, I made a sheet pan of like squash, yellow squash, zucchini, broccoli, onions, peppers. And I've been eating on that for lunch all week. And it's been nice, you know, to have that just easy and available when I run home for lunch. So, just kind of cool ideas like that. And I also really enjoy getting people to try new foods. So that's kind of one of the things that we focused on with the recipes. We did a strawberry quinoa salad. So a lot of people haven't tried quinoa, and that's a good whole grain.
Very cool. Yeah, and that's a great thing, too, to expose yourself to those new ideas. Of course, there's nothing wrong with a steak and a potato, you know, in moderation. But, yeah, there's so many other good, delicious, and nutritious options out there. Yeah. Why not give them a shot?
Yeah. And I don't know. I think a steak and potato is actually a better option than some of the ultra-processed foods that we have out there. So I think steak and potatoes kind of get a bad rap sometime, but those would be more whole foods than something out of a box or a bag.
So. Absolutely.